We're back with more of Lake Effect. I'm Bonnie North. Cream puffs, deep-fried Oreos, foods that usually require a plate served on a stick. Well, yes, it's that time of year, State Fair. The fair has just about everything you could want, from delicious Wisconsin foods to racing pigs, show horses and product hawkers and great concerts. Oh, yes, and it's Garden Oasis. Well, if that last one threw you, then you likely haven't visited We Energy's Energy Park, where gardening expert and Lake Effect contributor Melinda Myers has created yet another beautiful and informative display. Myers can be found at the fair every day, giving a talk once in the morning at 9:45 and again in the afternoon at 2. She's our gardening contributor as well, and she tells Lake Effect Stephanie Lecce what patrons can expect during this year's presentations.
You know, every year I'm lucky enough to be at We Energy Energy Park, and so coming up with something new and different to get people excited about gardening and energy conservation, we're doing Follow Your Five Senses to Energy Savings and a Beautiful Landscape. So we are looking for different ways for you to take advantage of all your senses in the garden.
And see, that's interesting because usually people think of, oh, I want it to look pretty. I want it to be appealing to my eyes. But we don't often think about using the other senses.
Exactly. Fragrance might be not too far of a stretch, but still it's one that we don't always plan into the landscape. So we've got fragrant bloomerang lilac, which is a repeat blooming lilac. We have some scented geranium, so you give them a pet, and that's wonderful. Heliotrope, which attract butterflies and hummingbirds. Beautiful purple flowers and a wonderful vanilla licorice fragrance as well, and some nicotiana. So for those evening fairgoers, they'll get a whiff of those as well. So we've built in some fragrance. So not a hard stretch, but still something we often overlook because that can be really effective in your garden.
Now, how exactly do you incorporate sound into your garden other than maybe flapping butterfly wings?
Really loud, yeah. Flying butterflies and bats eating the mosquitoes. Great question. Rustling of grasses in the wind, which sometimes in January may not be as enticing as it is on a hot summer day. We've got some beautiful wind chimes that'll just kind of add a little sound. The buzzing of bees. Not bad. You know, we also, people worry about bees, but really they're more busy nectaring on the plants. And it's only when we get in their space and trap them that there's a problem. So sound is a little more challenging. Water features that help block out the sound of maybe the traffic in your neighborhood or the neighbor that might be a little louder than you like. And we talk about screening. We have screenings for view and sounds you don't want to hear. And then using sounds you prefer to block those noises you are kind of trying to mask.
Sounds like making for a very tranquil garden.
Exactly. And that's kind of what we look at We Energy, and that's what I hear when people come to Energy Park. They really say, this is kind of a little oasis in the fair. The fair is wonderful, but it's full of energy and blacktop and noise and food and all of that. And then you come to our space, the temperature's cooler because just adding plants to your landscape and that space can reduce energy, the heat by about 15 degrees.
Wow.
So a lot cooler. We conserve water because we have so much green space. When we have a heavy rain, there's not puddles. It's going through the ground into the groundwater. So we do that. We capture it with rain barrels and rain gardens. And we have a wonderful rain chain, too, that adds some nice element to that as well.
Now, certainly reducing the temperature goes along with the sensation of touch and feel, but how else do we incorporate that sense in the garden?
You know, I think we think of children when we think of soft, fuzzy lamb's ear or prickly cactus that you may not want to give a hug. Or again, the scented geraniums that release the smell. We've also got buttered popcorn plants. So touch is something we don't think of, but the texture that we look at, when you start touching it, you can feel that difference. So I've been lucky enough to do some horticulture work with people who have limitations with vision, and texture is really what they use to embrace the garden. And it's a neat way to look, the texture of bark, when you feel that coarse texture of bark, a big old bur oak that you can stick your arm in the furrow of the bark of the tree, gives you that sense of power. You know, when the grass sways, it not only adds sound and motion, but you can feel that going through your fingers. And so it's a new way to experience the garden, because I think we often rush through life and, oh, that's pretty, and you go to the next garden area. But if it's something that brushes against your leg, or you touch the soft lamb's ear, or, you know, some of those things, the artemisia, or you release fragrance when you touch the plant, it really is a different way to experience the landscape.
What about taste? I don't know that we're going around eating flowers.
Well, not – we don't want you to eat our flowers, but we do have some edible flowers like calendula, also called pot marigold. And it gets the name because they used it to season stews and soups that you would cook in a pot. And it's yellow or orange like a marigold, so it's pot marigold. We have lots of herbs, so Chef Mark, who does cooking demonstrations, will be harvesting herbs right from the garden to put in there. And, of course, we mix in tomatoes and peppers and eggplants in with our ornamentals because we want you to know that even if you have a small city lot or maybe you have a large garden but don't want a huge vegetable garden, a couple of strategically placed vegetable plants or fruits. We have a little raspberry shortcake that was loaded with raspberries a week ago. So there are ways to incorporate those in your ornamental garden to get vegetables and fruit that maybe you just walk out your back door, pluck, bring them into the kitchen and cook.
Nice. Now, how do the energy savings get incorporated into these gardens? We talked a little bit about the water savings, but what about energy?
Well, and one, if you grow your own food, food travels something like 1,575 miles to get from the farm to our refrigerator. So if you grow your own and harvest your own, that's going to reduce energy costs that way. Talked about having ground covers, reducing the heat, shading. We have a few shade trees that will not interfere with utility lines. And talk about shading your east and west side of your house, the windows, greatly reduces your energy cost and cooling. And shading the roof of your house, the attic, will also help lower that temperature by 10 degrees or more, which means less money spent. Windbreaks, so putting plantings so that you break the winds, reduces your heating cost in winter. So strategically placing plants, and then we have our green roof doghouse. So obviously not all of us can change our roof into a green roof, but that's really a trend that not only reduces replacement needs on the roof once they install, but reduces heating and cooling costs, and it filters the water. So we're putting less water in the storm sewer. So we're not doing it on a large scale, but there might be places like instead of a canvas on, maybe you make a wood structure with a green roof. If you have a doghouse, your dog will enjoy the beauty a little more. And we also have a fun green roof bird feeder just for fun and giggles, but just to show there are ways that even on a small scale, you can make a difference.
Next thing you know, we'll be putting green roofs on our jungle gyms.
That's
in the backyard.
True. And the kids, not a bad idea.
You're at the State Fair each year, and each year you're coming up with a unique idea to engage Wisconsinites, not only in the best ways to create a beautiful, functional garden, but also in ways to save and conserve energy. Why do you feel it's important for you to bring this message out?
Well, one is I love the opportunity to share what I've learned along the way, and this is a great forum to do it. And you know, I really look at any little thing we can do as individuals to improve our backyard, our neighborhood, our community has a huge impact. You know, sometimes when you think about energy conservation, you're like, what can I do? I can't afford an electric car. I can't really make a big difference. Well, there are a lot of things you can do. Plant a rain garden so the water goes into the rain garden. Have a rain barrel. I like to use simple, easy techniques. We're all very busy. We all would like to do the right thing, but if we don't have time and if it's too hard, we're not going to do it, even though we intend to. So I really love this form because not only can I tell you, but I can show you. You know, I can show you things that are achievable on a small scale and a little bit larger scale. And every year I love to change it up because we all get bored. So try new and different things. We all keep learning along the way. So I'm lucky enough to see new ideas and trends as I travel the country, and I can bring them back here. And with the help of the Wisconsin Landscape Contractors, the commercial flower growers, other people who have donated product and materials, we can create this beautiful space thanks to We Energy and really have a nice forum to teach in a garden. And that's kind of the best of anything you can do as a teacher and a gardener is teach right in the garden.
So if people are looking for that little oasis in the middle of the State Fair, where can we find the We Energy's Energy Park?
It's on 84th Street at Whitney. I think it's Whitney Way Road. So we're right on 84th and right next to usually where the fair food of the year is. The machine shed has the cream puff hamburger, the chocolate covered bacon. We're right next door. So I get to see the trends of the food. So we're right next door. And I'm on at 9:45 and 2 o'clock every day giving a presentation, and I stay and answer questions until everybody goes or they kick me off the stage.
Excellent. Well, Melinda Myers, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Gardening expert and Lake Effect contributor Melinda Myers will be giving talks at 9:45 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon each day of the State Fair on how to follow your five senses to energy savings and a beautiful landscape. It all takes place at We Energy's Energy Park. The award-winning Myers has written numerous books on gardening. She leads regular walks at Berner Botanical Gardens, and she has a new series of DVDs out on gardening called How to Grow Anything. You can find links to much more about her from wuwm.com/lakeeffect. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for joining us. I hope you'll do it again tomorrow morning at 10 for another edition of Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned now. Fresh air is next. It's 11 o'clock.